You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's right. And then just do a really, really bad music edit, okay, and then leave the music either too high or too low and forget to edit out the swear word. Hello there. Ooh. It's Jake Yap here. And, oh, Nat's here too.
Hello, I'm here.
Nat Tapley. Yes, we're all here. And just before we kick off today's episode, we just wanted to say thank you.
Yes.
This is a very special episode.
Thank you.
Episode 200 for 200 consecutive days we have brought you this podcast, and we thank
so
you for supporting us across that time.
Yes, we do.
If you're new to the podcast, welcome along. There's one heck of a back catalogue for you to go through. Anyway, we couldn't let it go without marking it, but we completely forgot to when we recorded this.
And to ask you to join the Patreon if you want 200
it
more.
It seems par for the course, to be honest with you. Anyway, here's the podcast. Enjoy.
I've got a man being deflowered. Can I say that?
Yes.
Yes.
I've got an impressive pole.
Hello there, welcome to Day Fight. It's the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and discover they're not as bad as they sounded in the pre-credits, and then we pitch them against each other.
It's a tease, it's meant to tease people who are listening.
You want to, there's teasing and then there's actively distressing
harassing
people.
Yeah.
He's Jake, I'm Nat Tapley, and together we are reading the Guardian review of us last week, which said we don't outstay our welcome at 10 minutes, which means at 11 minutes we definitely do, so we are on the clock. Joining us today is writer, comedian and actor Maddie Anholt. How are you, Maddie?
Oh, I am so well and very excited about this episode. Judged on that intro.
Well, that's 45 seconds of our 10 minutes gone. I'm going to take us to the 21st of May 1674, when John Sobieski is elected the King of Poland and Grand Duke of Lithuania. In the 17th century, Lithuania and Poland together were the largest and most populous kingdom in all of Europe. But they kept on getting nibbled away at by other people, by other kingdoms who they were surrounded by. They had Prussia, they had Sweden, they had Russia, there was France, there was the Holy Roman Empire, lots of people, and the Ottoman Empire just kept taking bits of Poland, and so it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller, until John Sobieski arrived. He didn't start as king, he started as a commander of the Polish army, and so he fought off the Swedes in the 1650s, then the Russians, then his own Polish army, when they had a rebellion. Then he fought the Tatars, then he fought the Ottomans, then he defeated the Ottomans at the Battle of Battle of Vienna, which was remembered at the time, which turned the tide of, I don't know, it was probably put in terms of Islam swarming across Europe, but that was, so he beat the Ottomans at Vienna. Then they said, do you want to become king? He said, yes. They said, you'll have to divorce your wife and marry the old king's wife if you want to become king. And he went, no, in that case, I don't want to be king. I like my wife. And they went, okay, then you can be king anyway. So they made him the king. As king, he beat the Ottomans, the Turks, the Tatars. He beat the Prussians. He allied himself with the Prussians after that. And so he started winning things and made sure that Poland still existed for the next 100 years until Catherine the Great and everyone else carved it up 100 years later and got rid of it until after the First World War. He won lots of battles. He got fatter and fatter and fatter, kept going to battlefields until eventually he went to a battlefield, got fatter and had a heart attack and died. And that was the end of John Sobieski. And we have 7 minutes left, we're fine.
Very good. Well, I've got the 21st of May, 1703. Mm. And Daniel Defoe is imprisoned on charges of seditious libel. Not for Robinson Crusoe, that was to come later. He was a pamphleteer, as well as having written Robinson Crusoe, and he was a bit of a nonconformist. And William III had died in 1702 and was replaced by Queen Anne. And she took on a massive offensive against people who weren't sort of toeing the line religiously and such like. Mm. And he published a pamphlet called The Shortest Way with the Dissenters, or Proposals for the Establishment of the Church, purporting to argue for their extermination. It was a ruthless satire of high church Tories and dissenters, who they practiced a thing like it was called occasional conformity, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, being vegan between meals, the same sort of principle. So he published it anonymously, but someone dobbed him in and he got arrested. We don't know who. He was charged with seditious libel and he was found guilty in a trial at the Old Bailey in front of a very sadistic judge called Salathiel Lovell. Who said, right, well, you shall pay 200 marks and you shall be imprisoned, but not before you've been publicly humiliated in a pillory. Whoa. And he published a poem called Hymn to the Pillory. And apparently it sort of had such an impact on people that even when he was put in the pillory, people did not throw rotten things and harmful things at him. They threw flowers.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely? Aww. And they drank to his health. They didn't let him out of the pillory, which might have been nicer. But
you all right there, Daniel?
Yeah, yeah. There's a great little stanza of his. This is from before he got pilloried. It says, wherever God erects a house of prayer, the devil always builds a chapel there. And 'twill be found upon examination, the latter has the largest congregation. Which I thought was really great. Mm. And then he was really mad. He ended up he brokered a deal where he'd get released from prison if he would become a spy for the Tories, which is mad. And someone agreed to pay off his debts and stuff. I mean, he was like in a very tight spot. Mm. And within a week of his release from prison, he witnessed the great storm of 1703. And it's thought that his account that he wrote of it, which included kind of eyewitness statements, was the beginning of modern journalism.
Because he
used 198 pen names.
Ooh,
he'd done all at once because that would be stupid.
He'd done a journal of the plague year in 1667, hadn't he? So he was quite good at going, "Oh, a disaster's happened. I can write it up and sell this for money."
Yeah. Well, you know. And there's lots of kind of controversy now around Robinson Crusoe. And, you know, it wasn't exactly ideal, but, you know, it's very pre-2017.
You can tell,
like, it's like 300 years pre-2017.
Yeah. And as long as you say things are satire, that's allowed now, isn't it?
Yeah. I found in that one time I nearly went to Ofcom. Just. But only just.
Happy birthday to Linda Lowenstein, the first doctor in the USA to link AIDS to Kaposi's sarcoma and a researcher into HIV in the 1980s. Happy birthday too to Nadine Dorries, who is currently a junior minister in the government, who cheated on a reality show, was kicked off it. It was a reality show designed to see if MPs could survive on... it wasn't universal credit then, it was JobSeeker's allowance, and she cheated by smuggling money into it, stuck into her bra, and she was thrown off the reality show. So she couldn't even do that without cheating, and she is now in charge of your health. Happy birthday to Mucha Buena, the lead singer of the Sugar Babes, and subject of an incredibly long piece of stand-up by Norman Lovett. If you get the chance to hear it, do. I spent a while... In fact, there was one year where I think I gigged with him 10 or 11 times, and that got longer and more intricate each time. So, do catch it.
Full marks, man. We had the Venga Boys yesterday and Sugar Babes today. Tomorrow, dare I dream, it might be Steps.
You can dream. Happy death. <Okay. laughs> Happy death day to Olaf the Black, who was king of the Isles, which was essentially the Hebrides and the Isle of Man, who was more Norwegian than British. That was back when, in the 13th and 14th century, when they were essentially Norwegian, although they were closer ties to Norway than to England. That's him, really. Happy death day to August Kundt, the 19th century German physicist who had a theory on the depolarization of light and who came up with a tube which could tell you the velocity of sound in different gases by the dispersion of powder, which is known as Kundt's tube.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Death Day to Jane Addams.
I think that's a website.
We will take your word for it. Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Happy Death Day to Jane Addams. She was a suffragist and activist for world peace. She built Hull House in Chicago, which was a settlement home. And settlement homes were houses in slums or in poorer areas where free accommodation was given to students on the basis that they should give daily lectures and teaching to the poor people in the vicinity of where they lived. It was meant to break down barriers between poor people and rich people to make sure that they integrated and taught each other things. And unsurprisingly, we gave it up 100 years ago because rich people don't really want to go and talk to poor people. We learned that.
The smell.
Even in exchange for free room and board. Maddie, you have 1 minute and 10 seconds in which to do this.
Okay, well, that's fine, because I'm just going to make this very simple. Okay. So, I don't want to, you know, make it too basic, but essentially what we're talking about here with old Johnny Boy is that we've got the first and the only, am I right, ladies, loyal man. Ain't no man, he doesn't want no side chick, stays with his wife. Hell no, he says, I'm staying with my girl. Then he gets fatter and fatter and he dies, right? Good. Yeah. But there he was, no, loyal man, and I respect him. Jake.
Yeah.
Daniel Defoe, a.k.a., you know, perhaps I'm looking at this wrong, the world's first flyer. Now, we all have little...
Oh, come on, that's no, very...
No. We all have, I certainly do.
Isn't that
I
know Moses? You do. Surely that's Moses.
No, Jake, decisions have been made. PTSD from Edinburgh, from too many flyers being stuck in our face, Jake. And so when you said the word flyer, I sort of regressed back to a time walking past the Pleasant Stone, too many in my hand... Couldn't focus on what you were saying. So now,
guys, it's got a really great show. It's a modern interpretation of Shakespeare. And we cook a curry on stage at the end of Ronnie and Sam.
My one man Hamlet.
Please. So Nat, I must applaud the first and only loyal man of society. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. And having only outstayed our welcome by 28 seconds, we will be...
They're long gone, mate. They're long gone. No, they don't even bother. Yeah.
Bye, Stephen.
Thanks very much. We will be back with more tomorrow. Don't forget to follow @Maddie_AnnHolt on Twitter. You can follow us. It's @date_fight.
Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/datefight.
We'll be back with another one tomorrow. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.